The weather map is interesting today. The eastern half of the country is in the 70s and 80s, a fall heat wave. Much of the northeast is at peak fall foliage, which is triggering the annual hunt for the most perfect leaf-peeping spot. And two reporters with Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio decided to go deep. Brian Mann and David Summerstein trekked more than 12 miles into New York's Adirondack Mountains. Here's their audio postcard.
We've been hiking maybe 20 minutes and we come to a ledge of rock framed with shimmering light.
I didn't think we climbed far enough to even deserve this.
That's my colleague David Summerstein. We're on our way up Giant Mountain through stands of fiery maple and birch. This first overlook feels cinematic, like something out of Lord of the Rings.
I would say that that is peak color that we're looking at. It's just vast sort of swaths of red with little bits of yellow and orange mixed in.
Yeah, beautiful, like, rust blanket, like, going through that, you know, valley there.
We climb through the morning and get above the tree line where the view is bigger, with more mountains and a sea of fog in the valleys.
You can see it in strips. There's, like, a strip of fog and then some mountains that poke up, then another strip of fog and then some more mountains that poke up.
I wish I was at my desk right now. My cubicle calls me, and I must go.
As we climb, there are still echoes of summer, crickets chirping in the sun-soaked rocks. Soon we reach the top of Giant Mountain. At 4,600 feet, it's one of the highest places in New York State.
It just kind of feels like we're like looking at the whole Adirondacks.
The scale is that big, the colors that rich. We're in a kind of trance now. We can't stop. Our next challenge, a ridge trail that stretches another 8 miles through the wilderness, hopping from summit to summit.
If you don't hear from us, come looking for us.
If you find this recording, like in Blair Witch Land or something.
For us, this is pretty ambitious. David's in his mid-40s. I'm past 50. So we're already a little achy as we set off. Achy but grateful.
Every single place we come to is just an amazing place to stop. This is this just perfect, flat, rocky outcropping.
I'm running out of adjectives. I certainly don't have any more fall color adjectives. You know, it's like stained glass, it's jewelry, it's
Monet.
Tapestry. Monet. Okay, good. It's mid-afternoon now, and we've traversed a lot of the ridge. So that was a tough patch.
Yeah, we came down a long, steep ravine, and we've come out into this just glow under an entire stand of birch trees with just bright yellow, electric yellow leaves.
Tell me how your legs feel.
My knees hurt. I will say this, we're offered one more view just now, a little side view trail, and we did not take it. We were viewed out. But man, it's an absolutely magical hike.
It's dusk as we wind our way down out of the mountains. Our middle-aged legs, they're beyond creaky, but our heads are filled with color. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Mann with David Summerstein in New York's Adirondack Mountains.